It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth a visit, especially when the weather is nice, because sitting outside on the decking is just fantastic when the weather is nice. Pop in for a quick pint after a walk along the beach in Portmarnock. And if you have the dog with you, you can give your dog a shower before you head home. Clean off all the sand. Anyway, there's lots here to see and do at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Please just call me Steve. That's where we start with this. A&J. Please don't give out my full name. You know yourself. I don't want to be destroyed by your listeners. Think this will be an interesting topic. Did you ever talk about dating someone with bad mental health? My girlfriend, we're together 7 months or so, is diagnosed bipolar. She never told me at the time, and I thought it was just moods, but there's some days where she's great, and then other days she's a completely different person. Short-fused and snappy with me, and I can't deal with her moods. I wanted to end it, but family members of mine said it's disgusting to walk away from someone over their mental health. But the bipolar thing is hard to deal with. She's on meds, but it doesn't do much. Please just call me Steve. And that's from somebody that we're just calling Steve. And we would like to hear from you on this on our WhatsApp number 085-825-2626. Should he walk away, a 7 month relationship, so it's relatively a new relationship, should he walk away or should he stick it out? He says in his message that her moods are unbearable and he doesn't know which way is up. And he's thinking of walking away, but people are telling him not to, that it's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to do.
I'll be honest, I've never been in I have to say this from the start, because I'm not qualified to talk about bipolar. Mm-hmm. I've never been in a relationship with someone that's bipolar, not that I've known of anyway. I've worked with people in the past who were very open about their bipolar. Mm-hmm. And even in a work situation, it is tough. Some days they'd come up and give you a hug and say, how are you? And they'd be full of the joys of spring. And the next day, they wouldn't give you the time of day and they'd be snappy with you and stuff. I assume that is a symptom of bipolar. But whatever happened to helping someone through something?
Okay, well, firstly, it's a new enough relationship. They're only together 7 months. So, you know, they're not... It's not a lifelong commitment.
But does that mean that bipolar people, and if you are bipolar, don't be ashamed to come on and talk about it, because there's absolutely no shame in it. And if anything, it might help this topic for you to talk about bipolar and how difficult it is to live with someone with bipolar. But are bipolar people, and is what we're saying here, I always say this, we put this up on social media, and I was shocked by the reaction by pretty much 90% of people saying, walk away, walk away. Does that mean that bipolar people are destined for a life of singleton and misery because nobody will give them a chance? I mean, if you change the dynamic of that, yeah? Yeah? And you say that the person, I'm not saying it's the same thing or anything, but if this was, I met someone on a Tinder date last night and they turned up at the restaurant in a wheelchair and just wasn't for me. I walked away. Can't date someone in a wheelchair. People would be horrified, wouldn't they?
No, I don't think they would.
Oh, I think they would.
No, I don't think they would.
Sorry, if we had a caller on...
In fact, I think we've had that conversation on this podcast.
Sorry, if we had a caller on right now saying, I met her in the...
Sorry, we actually did have this conversation. We did. We actually did. And it was about somebody he met on Tinder, and he only ever saw her face and only ever spoke to her on video. And then when they met, she was in a wheelchair and she'd never said it. He was arguing that you should put something like that on your profile.
Okay, well, but I guess... So should you put the fact that you're bipolar on Tinder now? You'd never get a date. You'd literally never get a date. You'd be single for the rest of your life. So that's the question I want to ask, is do you believe that someone who is bipolar should be just left on the shelf. Is that what that's what they're saying?
No, they're not saying that. They're basically saying if it's not work, if he's finding it difficult to cope with, then he should.
No relationship is perfect, and no, every person has their flaws. Yeah, that you don't, you only discover later on in a relationship. You don't discover it on the first night. You know, I mean, you know, there's in any single relationship, you will find out as the relationship goes on. Oh God, I don't like that thing about that person. That's kind of, some people are overprotective. Some people have OCD. My wife has had to put up with my OCD. As you know, Adrian, I have OCD,
which has to be very annoying to live with.
I'm not even going to get into what the things are that I do that are OCD, but it annoys my wife a lot of time. One of the things actually I have to do, and I'll just share it with you briefly, is when I am leaving the house, when we're all leaving the house together, I have to check the door handle 5 times to make sure it's locked. It has to be 5 times. Can't be 4, can't be 6. And I put the key back in 5 times to check. That's just something I have to do. I have no control over it, okay?
Well, you do have control over it.
No, but then you know nothing about OCD.
You have no control over that.
You don't have control over it.
Anyway, I would find that really annoying.
That's why it's called obsessive compulsive.
I would find that really annoying.
And she does as well. And I tried to explain to her, I don't have control over that thing. In the same way, when you were addicted to cigarettes, your missus hated that you were a smoker. Mm-hmm. Did she leave you over it?
No, she didn't, no.
No. So even though she despised the fact that you were stinking of cigarettes, yeah, she didn't leave you. Why?
I don't know.
I know, I told her to. No, but all joking aside, why didn't she leave you?
Because she loves me.
Because every relationship has its obstacles. So I'm just shocked and disappointed that so many of you are like, run for the hills, run for the hills. And if anything, that shows that when it comes to mental health issues, we haven't really come that far, that people are not willing to. And what that says to me, if you're all saying that Steve should run for the hills, then you also must be of the mindset that if someone has I'm bipolar on their Tinder profile, that you wouldn't swipe or you wouldn't go on a date with someone. So if you match someone on Tinder and they said, by the way, I'll meet you this Friday night for a meal, but I'm just letting you know I suffer with bipolar, you would say, bye, see you later. I think that's wrong.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to give us your opinion on today's conversation, let me kick off with Sophie.
When it comes to mental health in particular, relationships can definitely be impacted and influenced by it, especially if one in the couple has a mental health issue, where if the other party doesn't feel comfortable, or if they feel they don't have the capacity themselves to be in a relationship with someone with a mental health issue, then they have to look after themselves in those moments. Now, of course, there is no obligation to stay with someone, whether they have a mental health condition or not, but they do have an obligation or like responsibility or accountability to be open and honest with that person and be like, look, it's not comfortable being in this relationship, and it's up to them to know when they want to step away from it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, folks?
Vanessa, you yourself live with bipolar.
Yep.
And what did you want to say on this?
Okay, so there's two types of bipolar, first of all. There's bipolar 1, which is the more extreme form, and there's bipolar 2, which I have. I have been medicated before. I'm not medicated now. I do have a therapist. I talk through everything that I'm going through. So bipolar is the inability to regulate your emotions.
Correct, yes.
Sometimes you don't even recognize the emotion until you've actually had the time to process through the emotion. So when I get upset with my partner, Mark will actually, we'll kind of give distance to each other so that I can process my emotions. And then once I've done that, I come back to him and I talk to him rationally. But I can't do that if I'm in an emotional state.
From his point of view, obviously he's gotten used to dealing with it, and you deal with it in a certain way, but it has to be difficult on him, is it?
It can be. But see, when you're in a relationship, especially one for someone who wants resolution immediately, or for an insecure person, you need that resolution from an argument that you can push before someone's ready to actually explain what they're thinking. So for him, he's a very patient person naturally. So again, we just separate. But he is the right person for me. We didn't get together until I was in my 30s. So I've had relationships where it just didn't work because they weren't what I needed in a partner and I wasn't what they needed in a partner. It doesn't mean that for him to break up with her is him being awful because she has bipolar. Stop infantilizing her. She understands her mind. She understands that they're going to have problems. But some people are just not equipped to deal with that specific problem.
Okay, so...
in terms of how her mind works.
Okay, so if he were to walk away because he finds it really, really difficult to deal with her unregulated emotions, as you described it, you wouldn't think he was a bad person?
No. He's just not the right person in the space that he's in at the moment. First of all, you have to look after your own mental health. And if you don't have the ability in that time of living that you can provide the stability that she needs or that she can't provide the stability that he needs in that relationship at that particular time, then they shouldn't be in a relationship.
Sorry,
it doesn't make him a monster. It doesn't make him awful. He's just recognizing that it's not going to work where they're at the moment.
Okay, but every relationship has its hurdles. And by the way, now I haven't spoken to Steve. Amanda did speak to Steve about 2 hours ago. And as far as I know, and I'm just passing on secondhand information, his mental health is not suffering because of the relationship. He just finds it difficult. By the way, every relationship is difficult. There's days that I come home and my wife's in a mood with me, and there's days I come home and I'm in a mood with her just because I'm in a bad mood. But you don't walk away over something like that.
It depends on what he wants out of the relationship. They've only been together 7 months, and I'm actually really upset that she didn't tell him immediately that she had bipolar. That's really odd.
Because it's a big part of her.
Because
a lot of people wouldn't give someone a chance then if they told them that.
Well, if you're
hiding it, then she's deliberately hiding it.
Well, get to know someone first.
Okay,
in order to be in a relationship with someone, especially if you've been dealing with bipolar your entire life, like I was diagnosed before I turned 10. So I've been learning coping strategies and recognizing my emotions and that sort of thing for a very long time. I'm now 38. So if you've been dealing with it a long time, it's just part of who you are. And you're upfront and honest about that. If she's embarrassed about it, then maybe she may not have explained it. Or like that, if she thinks nobody's going to give me a chance because I have bipolar. Well, if they're not going to give you a chance because you're bipolar, they don't deserve a chance from you. Very simple. Because you need a particular partner for you to thrive.
So this guy, as he said in his message, I wanted to end the relationship, but family members of mine said it's disgusting to walk away from someone over their mental health. But the bipolar thing is hard to deal with. She's on meds, but it doesn't do an awful lot for her. So you wouldn't think him a bad person if he walked away?
No, what I would advise, if he really does want this relationship to work, probably couples therapy, so he can start to understand how her mind works, how to deal with her emotions in a way that's going to break through that's going to make it easier on him and her. If he doesn't want to be in that relationship, then just don't be in that relationship. He has to think of himself and what he's able to manage. Because if he continues in a relationship that he's not happy with, and I know everyone has their issues, but being bipolar is a particular difficult challenge for any new relationship. So if he doesn't think she can be what he needs and he can be what she needs, go your separate ways. You know, try, if he does want the relationship, learn about bipolar, go to her therapy sessions if she has them, and try to understand her triggers so they can work together to solve them. But again, it depends on what he wants out of that relationship. If he's serious about the relationship, he'll fight for it. He'll try to understand it. If he's not what she needs, if she's not what he needs, it's not going to work.
Okay, stay there for a second. And the mere fact that he even contacted us about this issue says to me that this isn't the relationship for him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have...
Well, to me, it actually says that he wants this relationship, but he's afraid that he's going to lose more than just the girl.
Okay, stay there for a second, Vanessa.
So no relationship is perfect, lads, by the way. Every relationship has different hurdles.
No, but this is a particular ongoing issue. This isn't going to go away anytime soon. Do you know what I mean? But this is something he's going to have to continually deal with. And if after 7 months he's finding her bipolar difficult to deal with, what's it be like in 2 or 3 years?
You could get into a relationship with someone who could have 2 kids from a previous marriage, and those kids could be little shits that ruin your dates. You can't go out on dates. You can't go on holidays and stuff. Should you walk away from, like...
Some people do, yeah. Some
but again,
do.
If we had a caller on now saying, I dated a girl last week and then I found out she had 2 kids and I dropped her like a sack of spuds, I don't want that baggage.
But there are people who would see no problem with that.
I don't think there are.
Let me go to Ed. You're on Opinions Matter, Ed. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
Now, Ed, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, it is disgraceful. It makes my blood boil, to be honest, that he wants to walk away.
It makes your blood boil? Why?
Yes, because if he hasn't got balls to look after her, like, is he against people that have disabilities?
I wouldn't think that. His exact words were, there's some days where she's great and then other days she's a different person, short-fused and snappy with me, and I just can't deal with her moods. That's not saying he's an issue with somebody with a disability.
Everyone of us is like that some days. So what are you going to do? Like, because we're all human. We're all like that sometimes, even me. And I haven't got a bipolar.
Yes. Okay. So this guy's in a relationship with this lady 7 months. Okay. So they're not together 20 years, 7 months. And he is finding her moods and so on extremely difficult to deal with. And he wants to walk away. Surely he's better off to get out of the relationship now rather than letting it go further.
Well, I mean, it is his choice, but I think it's disgraceful, though, because, like, give it a chance.
He has.
You're only waiting 7 months. Not a lot.
Well, Vanessa, what would you say to that? That he should stick this out and give it a chance?
Well, yeah, as you said, he's given it 7 months and he's finding that he can't deal with it. And to be honest with you, if he can't, like, okay, so he's saying that she's snappy with him. So that is the brain's response, in a sense, that she's taking whatever he's saying as an attack, or whoever it is, as an attack. And she can't differentiate something being said in a nice way to something being attacked. That's very difficult for someone to actually understand and to process and to deal with themselves. So it's not just as simple as, oh, everybody is snappy from time to time. This is like nervous system kind of fight or flight response that you genuinely feel you're attacked. And if you're with someone that has that inability to understand that you are there to protect them, to love them, then it's very draining on you as a person. So this is, it's not a disability. It's actually something much more fundamental to people, to their actual sense of being.
Okay, in other words, Ed, if he feels that he's not the right person for this girl because he just can't cope with her mental health issues, then he would be better off to walk away for him and for her.
Well, why did he date her in the first place then?
He didn't know. She never told him at the start.
Well, he should have found out in the first place, then decided if he wanted to be in a relationship or not. But it is disgraceful. If he finds out later and then walks away, it's disgraceful, to be honest.
Okay, but as I said, he's with her 7 months. She diagnosed bipolar. She never told me at the start of our relationship. So he didn't know at the very start. He only found out subsequently.
Yeah, well, finding out about that and then walking away, it's like abandoning that person. Oh, you look after yourself, I don't give a shit about you anymore. That's disgusting.
Okay, so if he were your brother and he was talking about ending a relationship, you would, like his family have, say it's disgusting to walk away from somebody because they have mental health issues.
Yeah, it is disgusting. Like any issue that person has, it is disgusting. Because, like, say for example, if I was to sign up for Tinder. Now, I don't need to sign up, but like, if I was to sign up for Tinder and not tell anyone that I'm visually impaired, and then 7 months later, I did tell them and they say, oh, you look after yourself, I don't care about you. That would be disgraceful. That is disgusting. Like, leaving someone after finding out about their issue, whatever it is, that is disgusting.
Okay, so to walk away from somebody because you're finding it difficult to cope with their mental health issues is disgusting.
It is disgusting because, like, if you love this person and if you loved her so much, it is disgusting to walk away.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Ed. I want to bring in, Jeremy.
Before you go to any calls, let me ask you all a question. And I want an honest answer to this, because I'm siding with Ed on this one. And this is for men, because, and I'll explain why it's for men. Okay, so you're in a relationship with a woman and you're married, okay? And she has a baby, okay? And everything is going great and you have a very happy marriage. And your wife, as many women do, develops postnatal depression.
This is a very different
conversation.
Postnatal depression doesn't last the rest of your life.
Oh, well, that's
bipolar disorder.
Okay, that's where you're very ignorant about it, because it can last years.
Yep.
It can literally, known someone who still suffers with postnatal depression years after they gave birth, it can last years. So how would you feel, and I answer this honestly, how would you feel if we had a man on the air right now saying, I walked away from the mother of my child because she had PND.
Firstly, we're not going to get a caller like that. But secondly, that's a very, very different scenario.
It's not.
Because you're talking about a committed couple.
Scenario.
This guy is only with her 7 months.
It's not.
They're not married. They don't have kids together.
And postnatal depression is not bipolar. Nobody is saying it is, Robert. Don't be stupid. I'm saying they are both.
It's a ridiculous comparison.
No,
it is. This guy is only in a relationship 7 months. He's not married. He doesn't have kids with her.
They are both
different
forms of mental health issues.
But it's a ridiculous comparison.
No, yeah, because it doesn't suit the agenda.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Trev.
What's the agent? Trev here. Time to run. Time to get out. Because he was already tied to ending it. That's already over. He's just dragging it out. Nothing can be done after that point, Trev.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Amanda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amanda?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Amanda. Well, you've heard what Ed said, that it would be absolutely disgusting after 7 months of a relationship to walk away from somebody because they have bipolar disorder. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I've got bipolar. I've bipolar type 2. And sorry, I'm very nervous. And what I would say to that is something. I'm 34 this year. I've learned over the years that with having bipolar, firstly, I'm very upfront about it. I don't hide it for anyone. Secondly, you also have to be aware that not everybody can cope with dealing with bipolar, and that's completely understandable.
And that's obviously Steve's situation. He's finding it really difficult to cope.
It's so okay, because someone with bipolar, I'll openly admit, I find myself hard to deal with sometimes, let alone somebody else having to deal with me. And it can be hard, and a lot of the time that snapping and that back and forth, that's probably her fighting her own brain. She probably doesn't even realize she's snapping with him and that she's being a little hostile. And again, if he's not okay to deal with that, then he's perfectly okay to walk away. Just because somebody has a disability doesn't mean you have to stay with them and mammy them. And, you know, if I'm in a relationship with someone, I don't expect them to look after me. I don't expect them to, you know, run around after me because of a disability.
As a matter of interest, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm in a 5-year relationship and I've got 2 kids.
And how does your partner cope?
Grand. Like, obviously, sometimes I can have a bad day or whatever, and I'll text him when he's in work and say, look, you know, I'm having a bit of a rough day today. And he'd be like, well, do you know what, babe? When I come home, you sit down, I'll make the dinner, and we'll watch a nice movie together, and that might cheer you up. Happy days. Thank you. That's all I needed. A hug and a bit of compassion. And that's probably all she needs too. But people don't get that. People think, oh, bipolar, it's angry, it's aggressive, it's this. It's not. Like, I cry more than I get angry. I've bipolar type 2, like I said. And for me, a bad day, I would cry, you know?
Mm. Okay, so we heard from Ed saying that it is disgusting, it's very selfish to walk away from a relationship because you can't cope with her bipolar issues. You wouldn't condemn him for walking away?
No, I would applaud him for doing that, because whether if he can't deal with her now at 7 months, he's certainly not going to deal with her in 2 years. He's certainly not going to be able to deal with her in 5 years. And like you said, comes along marriage, comes along kids, our mental health can go up and down. People with bipolar are actually more likely to get postpartum depression. So that brings it back to what Jeremy said. So when you, it's not just people with bipolar, it's people with autism, people with bipolar, people with ADHD. Anyone who has an illness like that are prone to postnatal depression. So again, if he can't cope now, walk away, that's fine.
Don't try to make it worse. Let me put that straight back to you, that if he can't cope now after 7 months, in another couple of years it's going to be even more difficult for him to cope with. So he should be applauded for walking away, basically.
Okay, well, there are different types of autism as well. So you're saying round of applause if he walks away, if she had autism, for example, as well.
Nobody has to live with somebody who has a disability if they don't want to. But you're taking that away.
Oh my God, you are disgusting. You understand, that's not bipolar, right?
You're calling the person with the disability disgusting. You do get that, right? You just called the person with the disability disgusting because you, an abled person, has decided an opinion on somebody with a disability. And you've decided your opinion on my disability is more valid than my own opinion of myself. Enlighten me.
Hang on, tell me how I'm disgusting.
Like, enlighten me. I'd love to know.
How am I disgusting
for having an opinion about my disability? Come on.
Because you're saying round of applause for them walking away. They don't love them if they just walk away like that.
And that's okay. Because that's what relationships are. Sometimes you're in love, sometimes you're not, sometimes you last and sometimes you don't.
But you've got to love the person for who they are.
Ed, have you never had anyone dump you? Or being dumped? Anything? Not all relationships last. And that's perfectly okay. Not everybody's meant to be together. I'm in a relationship 5 years. I hope I'm with him forever. But if I'm not, that's life. I'll move on. That's love. That's life. Just because somebody has a disability, you don't treat them differently.
Well, it could be nice.
He could try to be nice and break up with her and not in a mean way. I mean, that would be appreciative. I mean, saying to her, look, don't go over and say, look, your bipolar's too much. But he could say, here, I don't think this is for me. I'm not really happy. We should break up and we both move on.
Yes, and he doesn't. And you're dead right. He doesn't have to say to her, I am ending this because I can't cope with your moods. He just has to say, I'm ending this because I'm not ready for a committed relationship or whatever.
I'm not happy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you shake hands, hug it out or whatever you do and you walk on with your life. She'll go home, have a cry and she'll get over it.
And Ed, just to go back to what you were saying, do you hardly believe that somebody should stay with somebody just because they have a disability?
If they really truly love them.
But after 7 months, do you know if you really truly love somebody?
No, but
Is now not the time to walk away rather than letting the relationship develop even more?
But you're not giving this person a chance as well.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in more calls on this on 085-825-2626.
Did Ed say before on this podcast that he does have a disability?
He did. Is that correct, Ed?
Yes, I'm visually impaired.
You're visually impaired. Yeah, so you can see why he's quite touchy about it, because if he was to have a woman on the show saying I'd never date someone who's visually impaired, it's quite insulting, is it not?
It is insulting.
I would imagine there are a lot of people that would say I wouldn't date somebody who's visually impaired.
So what I'm saying is, Ed, is a lot of people are hating on it, including Angry Trevor, who's about to come on and rip him a new arsehole. You have to see the place that Ed is coming from. And like Dave McLaughlin, Ed sounds inbred. Why use our comments like that? That's bullying behaviour, Dave. Like, what is it with the people on this podcast sometimes that they can't handle? You're listening to I'm going off on a rant here, Adrian. You're listening to a podcast that's called, give them the name, just in case they've forgotten.
Opinions Matter.
It's called Opinions Matter, okay? Not just your opinion, Dave, or any of your opinions. It's for every opinion. And when you tune into a podcast called Opinions Matter, you are going to hear, surprise, surprise, you're going
different
to hear
opinions.
Different opinions. And the arrogance of people to think that they can live in a world and listen to a podcast that's called Opinions Matter and never hear opinions that they disagree with. And when they do disagree with, they punch down by saying, oh, that caller sounds inbred. You're the one that's always, Dave, gone on about people punching down. You punch down and you let yourself down. People, here, wake up, big boy. People have different opinions to you. The world doesn't revolve around you. Thank you.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
This is Stardy Boys.
Now, Trevor, you're annoyed as well.
Because you heard an opinion.
I'm very pissed off with Ed.
Oh, you heard an opinion. You heard an opinion you don't agree with either on the...
Hang on. Jeremy, wind your fucking neck in, right? All I said was, I'm pissed off with him, right? He's entitled to his opinion. But he's not going to fucking sit there and say someone who wants to leave someone is disgusting because they were lied to from the start of the relationship and then they found out something that's very life-altering after a few months. Now, I would like to ask Ed a question, if I can.
Off you go.
Go on.
Ed, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you got with a board and for months she's lied to you about something, and then you discover that it's altering, it's life-altering. You wouldn't break up the relationship, right?
No.
Okay. Let's say you found out she was born a man. Would you end the relationship then? Fully transitioned. Would you end the relationship?
No, no matter who they are. I'd love them for who they are.
That was a long pause, Ed. That was a very long pause, though, I have to say. Now, back to this story, Ed, right? Because I don't believe you wouldn't end the relationship if you found out the girl you're with is actually transgender. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this story that we're talking about today. The fella has already said he feels like ending a relationship. The relationship's done. It's dusted. He's no longer in love. But you're telling me he should stay in that relationship. Otherwise, he's disgusting. So if you fall out of love with someone because they've lied to you for 7 straight months, but you think they should stay in the relationship and he should suffer. Is that what you're saying?
Hang on, Trevor. She didn't lie to him. She just kept it quiet. That's totally different.
Well, that's a lie of omission, isn't it?
It's not.
Oh, okay. So, but do you think he should stay in the relationship, Ed, because even though he's not happy and his family and friends are forcing him to stay into that relationship? Do you think that's right?
Well, if he's not happy, I mean, well, maybe he should have sat down with her. And
the relationship's done. He's already said he doesn't want to be. He said he's thought about breaking up with her. When you get to that stage, love is gone. So if you're telling me, are you telling me he should stay in that relationship if the love is gone, just because she has a disability, just so he can suffer, just so he can be there to be her beating post? Are you telling me that's what he should be doing?
He should sit down with her and have a discussion.
That's not what I asked you. You're not listening to me. Are you telling me if you knew for a fact he has fallen out of love with her, the relationship is done and dusted, his family and friends are forcing him into staying in that relationship, telling him he's disgusting for leaving over what we know is her bipolar, but she doesn't know that. He could easily end the relationship saying, listen, love, I'm not feeling anymore. But are you telling us, the Opinions Matter viewers, listeners, that he should stay in this relationship and suffer?
I'm not saying he's... Well, how is he suffering at first?
Because he's not interested in her head anymore, in her head. Do you not get this? He's not in love with her anymore. He feels betrayed at 7 months of an absolute fucking lie. And he's already said he can't handle her mood swings. So if he can't handle it, the relationship is dead, but you're calling him disgusting for wanting to leave, and his family and friends are calling him disgusting. Do you not think you're a bit in the wrong there, Red? Come on, answer the straight question.
Okay, let me finish saying what I was saying. He should sit down and have a discussion. He should sit down and have a discussion with her, asking her, do you think we're right for each other? And this and that and the other. And if they both agree that they're not right for each other, if she says to him, okay, if you can't handle my moves anymore, that's fine. That would be way more mature.
But you're bringing a bipolar into this, Ed, and he doesn't want to do that. Do you not get that?
Well, like,
you've been in relationships, yeah?
He's a fucking scumbag, then, if he's not able to handle it, and he's not mature.
Oh, no, we're getting even harsher with this calling of names. Okay, Ed, have you ever been in a relationship, Ed?
I am in a relationship.
Oh, no, have you? Like, you've had previous relationships, yeah?
Yes.
Have you ever fallen out of love with someone and ended a relationship?
Yes.
Oh, you fucking scumbag, Ed. How could you do it? How could you break a heart?
But it was a... Okay,
why didn't you stay in the relationship, Ed and Sophie? Why didn't you stay?
She broke my heart, okay?
No, I asked you, did you ever break up with someone?
No.
No, you've never... Right, so you've actually never even experienced his side of this, have you? You've always been the dumped one, so that's really why you have an axe to grind here, isn't it, Ed? It's nothing got to do with this bipolar. You're just a broken man who just doesn't want to be dumped, feel like someone else deserves to be dumped.
Well, but hang on. So you're telling me if I... So I have a partner for years, and if we...
You there, Ed?
Break up and
sorry, Ed, your phone line completely dropped there.
Yes, I'm still here, yeah. So both of us have a disability, and if we were to decide to break up one time, okay, I'd say that's fine. And if I find someone new, and if they say, oh, you're visually impaired, I can't be with you anymore. Well, then you're disgusting. Like, seriously, like,
if I meet a girl on Tinder, now I'm married, so obviously this is never going to happen. But if I meet a girl on Tinder and I go into a restaurant and she comes in a wheelchair and I just go, all right, I can't handle this. I'm disgusting, am I? Even though she didn't divulge that information to me. Why is that, Ed? That is a life-changing relationship.
You're not listening to me.
That is a life-changing disability. And I'm not saying I would, Ed. I'm only putting a hypothetical out there. If I couldn't handle that, are you telling me I should still enter that relationship in the hopes that one day I can accept that and handle it?
Well, it's your choice, but you are still a tramp for doing that. Exactly. You should accept
Ed, what is the name calling, Trev?
Yeah, watch the name calling, Ed. In fairness, Trevor, you're not exactly husband of the year. You said, what was it, about 6 months ago?
Jeremy, let's not go down this road. He is basically calling this fella a scumbag and a lowlife for wanting to end the relationship that he's being forced to stay in by his family and friends, and he's not in love with the girl anymore, but he's a scumbag for wanting to end it.
I just want to ask Ed a question. Ed, you've already admitted that you have a visual disability. Imagine in a couple of years you're single and you go on Tinder and you go on a date, and this is the example we gave a while ago. You go on a date and it's only then when you're on that first date that the person that you're on the date with discovers that you live with a visual impairment. Can you understand, or would you understand, if that person at the end of that meal or whatever said, listen, Ed, I'm really sorry, you're a lovely fella, but I don't think I don't think I want to be in a relationship with somebody with a visual disability. You would think that person is a scumbag as well.
Scumbag, yeah. That's what
you
said.
They should accept you for who you are and not pay attention to your outside. That's my opinion now.
But this is...
Can I say one more thing, Ed?
You've said enough, Trevor. This is coming from the same...
So it's not opinions, man.
You're making out that you're...
Go ahead, Jeremy.
You're the same fella that... You're the same fella that said about 6 months ago that you bought your missus a treadmill because she didn't lose the post-baby weight. So don't be making out that you are all...
Concerned for her health, Jeremy.
Sorry?
Concerned for her health.
Oh, of course
you are. I'm a bad guy for that, am I? That's exactly why you did it. But you and Ed think that everybody with a disability should be... And anyone who is not having a disability should be forced into staying in relationships. Okay.
No, nobody should be forced to stay into a relationship.
Well, that's what Ed is saying. Ed is exactly saying that.
Ed said if they go out on a date and the person at the end of the date says, look, Ed, I'm not really interested.
Lad, sorry, hold on. Ed said, this fella who's in this relationship, if he wants to leave, he's a scumbag.
That's exactly what he said.
He wants this fucker to live the life of misery just to suit this board. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, let me go back, to Steve's message. He wants to end the relationship. His family are calling him a scumbag for even thinking of it. What's your advice to him? I know he'll be listening to this podcast.
Sorry, is that for me?
It is, yep.
Yeah. Listen, agent, I'm not going to be harsh. I would tell him not even to mention the whole bipolar thing. Just say, listen, sweetheart, it's not working anymore. I'm not feeling it. I think we should take a break and then eventually let the break run its course. I wouldn't even mention her disability because that's just going to kick her while she's down even more.
Okay, I agree with her. For the first time ever.
Yeah, but to be saying this fella's a scumbag and he should be, and his family and friends should be fucking ashamed of themselves, saying that he should be staying there just because she has bipolar. And the same with Ed saying, because she has disability, he should be staying.
But Trevor,
that's not right, lads.
Yeah, but the optics aren't aren't great either when you hear of a man breaking up with someone because
the optics aren't particularly
great. Yeah, but he doesn't have to tell anybody it's about the bipolar. And the fact that people are saying, oh, just because you don't love her now, you might in a few years, that's a load of shite, lads.
And we've had the conversation of couples staying together just for the sake of the kids. They don't love each other anymore.
Yeah, Trevor's one of the most shallow men that we've ever had on this podcast, and you are. I mean,
wow.
Well, you are. You are. You bought your missus a treadmill because she wouldn't lose the post baby weight. Like that.
There's been worse on your show, boys, but I'll take it on the chin.
I don't think there are. So you're as shallow as a puddle, in fairness. So don't be making out that you're.
Well, a spit, more or less.
Yeah, you're as shallow as a spit. But I can understand.
Okay,
Ed is a bit OTT and is a bit aggressive, but I can also. Okay, but he's also coming from a place where he probably has been, judged because of his disability. He probably has had people saying.
No, but
he has a major axe to grind.
I was just about to say, is it not extraordinarily patronizing to say, oh, I'll stay with you? Poor thing. God, you have a disability. I'll stay with you just because of that. That's pathetic. Trev, stay there for one second. I want to bring in Eddie on this.
Your man Ed's a fruit loop. Stay with her longer. He's with her 7 months. 7 months is enough time. He's not able to cope. So what does he do? Stay with her another 7 months just to confirm what he fucking already knew. Everybody is entitled to happiness. And like Vanessa said, he's not the right person for her. And if he stays with her, his mental health will end up in the gore. And if his mental health ends up in the gore, hers will get worse because she thinks he's only staying with her because he doesn't want to walk away. And then it's a whole crock of shit. You have one life. Everybody is entitled to happiness. And if you're not happy with your circumstances, you change them.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace has been in touch on WhatsApp 085-825-2626.
He should walk away and let her find somebody who will embrace every aspect of her and somebody who would be more understanding to her mental health issues. It shouldn't really be, you know, should I go? If you're asking that question, you're already want to go, so just go and let her move on and find somebody who can support her in the right way. He's clearly not the man for her if he would leave her after finding out she's got mental health issues. So why not give the girl an opportunity to go and find somebody who can love and support her in the right way?
Gloria, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gloria?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, thanks, Gloria, what do you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, nowadays probably you have to go for an interview when you're going on a date, it sounds like. But then anyhow, the girl, I'm just wondering how she gets moody and emotional. Does she think he's causing anything to make her feel this way? Like, you don't just get moody and emotional for nothing. And what to call it? I think he should, if he cares about her, he would sit down and talk to her and ask her what the issues and what's happening and help her, you know. And if he can't do that, then just go tell her he's not able to deal with this relationship.
And a lot of people would say that that's a much more honest and decent thing for him to do rather than stick out a relationship and end up in a year or two totally resenting her.
Yeah, but why didn't... How come he didn't notice any signs in the beginning?
I assume that's how he must have been very happy. Yeah, I assume that's how he eventually found out. He must have asked because he could see. He says it's her moods. Some days she's great and then other days she's a completely different person, short-fused and snappy with me and I can't deal with her moods. So obviously at some stage in the last 7 months he asked her what's up here and she obviously eventually told him.
Yeah, but why... I'm trying to figure out why she's moody and snappy and all these things, you know? Just to him, like...
Well, I don't know if...
Is he saying anything or doing anything?
I don't know if it's just to him, but anyway, the bottom line is she admitted, obviously, at some stage that she lives with bipolar disorder and he's finding it really difficult.
Maybe she didn't think that it was an issue, do you know what I mean? Maybe she thought she was okay. Some people are so quiet and emotional people, do you know what I mean, to keep things in. Maybe she thought maybe she could cope with it and everything would be fine. If she had plans to tell him in the future, you don't know, you know. She just didn't tell him then.
She didn't tell him at the start, and maybe she should have, but she didn't. And yeah, he's a bit annoyed about that. But anyway, would you think worse of him if he decides to end the relationship because he can't cope?
No.
No, okay.
No, as long as he sits down and has a chat with her about, you know, and tell her he's not in a position to, he can't, you know, cope with someone who's has a moody.
Well, a lot of people.
What's happening?
A lot of people were saying that he shouldn't say that. He should bring her, break it to her gently, and just say, "Look, this relationship just isn't working for me." Rather than say, it's because you have bipolar."
Oh yeah, no, you wouldn't be saying that. No, they're right in saying that. You know, you have to go about it the right way and not hit nails. You know, like say. Like, he's not in a position, and what you were saying there, like, you know.
Okay, now, let me...
Let her down gently.
Let her down gently. Sorry, Trevor, you were trying to get back in there. What did you want to say?
I love the fact, and I don't want to have a go at Gloria, but I love the fact that she came on. The first thing was, did he do anything to trigger her?
Oh, right.
No, I'm not saying he did. I'm saying anything. He could have been... They're in a relationship, remember. He could be
she lied to him for seven months.
Other people are moody as well. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but she's diagnosed with bipolar. She should have told him at the start, given him a chance to think and go away and even think about could he handle it. She never gave him that option.
Now he has openly said,
I want to end the relationship, but he's being bullied to stay in the relationship by his family and friends. Do you think that's right, Gloria?
No, he's not being bullied. They're only saying why he doesn't.
Gloria, they're saying he's disgusting for walking away from her. Do you not think that's being bullied, no?
No, I don't think they're bullying him. I think they're kind of
His family and friends, I want to end this relationship, and they're saying you can't do that because of a bipolar. And you really don't think that's bullying him to stay in the relationship? That's what his family said. That's what his family and friends said, and that's what I've heard off this podcast. Am I right, Adrian?
Going on an interview now, and they saw you want to know. Write them all down.
Yeah, bring your bloody medical history with you too, Gloria. That's the way 2025 is shaping up.
All right, thanks very much for
doing that. Well, come here. Some men as well are the same. You don't tell nothing either.
No, that's very true. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in Sean.
I think Jer might have been a bit foolish here, like to say it's disgusting or whatever, to be leaving it. And same with his family. I think his family are being foolish. Look, she didn't disclose that information. Which I think she should have. If he's not able to cope with it, then he's not able to cope with it, and it's not going to be a good situation for him. And he's well within his right to leave, and he shouldn't be judged for it. As you keep saying, oh no, he should stay, he's an asshole for walking away, whatever. Should he still sit there and stay with her? Like, if she has a really bad day and ends up hitting him, should he still stick around then? You know, you can't be telling people they have to stay somewhere in a relationship if they can't cope with it. At the end, like, this is only 7 months in. What's he going to be like 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? How's his mental health going to be? He's always picking on the other side, and it's fuck him. He's an asshole. Do you know what I mean? It's a joke. Take it easy.
All right, John, thank you. And finally, Jess.
Steve doesn't want to stay because his partner has bipolar. He doesn't have to. No one can make him. No diagnosis could make him stay. A fair play to Amanda for being open and honest about her experiences with it. And for Ed to say, oh, you're disgusting. No, pal, look in the mirror because you're the fucking disgusting one. Saying, oh, well, you should have to stay. No! Like, people don't have to stay together if they don't want to, for whatever reason. So get your head out of your fucking arse, pal.
All right, okay.
So angry.
So angry.
On a day like today, although maybe you're listening to podcasts and it's snowing at the moment. That's the great thing about podcasts. You can be listening to it.
At any time. But as we're recording it, it's 23 degrees outside the studio here.
Why so angry, Jess? I'd love to bring Jess out for dinner some night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.